Okay, Monday, July 24, 1972. You're telling me your daddy's David's Indian name. What is that again?
Nilu.
Uh-huh. And your mother's name was?
Well, it's Sabel. You got no Indian name, yeah. Just Sabel.
Okay. You didn't tell me your brothers and sisters' names. Did they have Indian names too?
No, it's been gone.
They were really gone before you knew about them.
That's to one, you know. I don't know about them.
Okay. See, your Indian name is Washani?
Ushini.
What is it again?
Ushini.
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 Aha. And what does that mean?
I don't know what is that to mean.
Okay. that was the same thing as your granddaddy's name.
Is that your grandfather's name?
Yeah, that's my grandfather's name.
Aha.
Ushini.
And your mom's dad's name?
No, I didn't know it. No, let's see.
Yes, you told me. It's, Chumpului. Chumpului.
Chumpului.
Is that your uncle or what?
That's my uncle.
Oh, that was your uncle?
Yeah, Chumpului.
Oh, I see. I thought that was your mom's dad's name. What does that mean?
Chumpului. Well, it's just a... Chumpului is just like it's a dark, you know, and well, you got some kind of your hurts, you know, you're hurt, and you're just dizzy, you know, just kind of dark and dark. That's what they call Chumpului.
Yeah. Does it mean like you're knocked out or something?
Yeah, you're knocked down, you know, just
gone. Unconscious. Like.
Yeah, I think that's what they call it.
What a good name. let's see. Did you give any of your kids Indian names, Anton?
Kids?
Uh-huh.
No. There's no Indian name for my RR.
Okay. Tell me the name for this chief up in Chihuila that was there.
Kui Tamila. Kui Tamila.
All right. And his, he had another name that meant that little grass along the creek?
Kuskuist.
We never did find that, did we? That's one of the plants that we didn't get, isn't it?
Yeah, Kuskuist, we can find some for... It's on the wet ground, you know, well, it's on the meadow, you know.
Aha. Uh-huh.
On the grass, oh, it's lawns, you know. That's what we call Kuskuist.
Aha, uh-huh. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I got this list of people around here, and maybe we could get some of their, if they have Indian names, you could give them to me, eh? Like, we got, Albert Sam has an Indian name, doesn't he?
Siyanamkan.
Say it again.
Siyanamkan.
All right. Does Sadie Boyd have an Indian name?
C.B.
Oh, yeah. C.B.
Aha.
C.B.
What does that mean?
I don't know what is that to mean.
Do you know what it means, Catherine?
No, I don't.
C.B. I don't know what is that to mean.
How about Nancy Flett?
No, there's no name. I didn't hear any.
Uh-huh. Let's see,
where's... I wonder who's got the Indian names.
Well, let me just go through this list and maybe you'll find some others. How about Whitman Matthews?
Matthews, Pekhumati.
Say it again.
Pekhumati.
What does that mean?
Pekhumati. Pekhumati.
It's a light.
It's just kind of, it's a light. Pekhumati. I don't know what that is, the mati. It's kind of light.
Uh-huh.
Pekhumati.
It's like the light came
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aha.
Right.
Does it? Does his wife Nellie? Does she? Does she have an Indian name?
I don't think so. I never hear it.
Okay. How about Daisy Abrahamson? That's her mother's name.
Yeah, Chimtilla.
Aha. That isn't her name too.
No, though. that's her mother's name.
What was her mother's white man's name? I don't know how to say that.
I don't know.
Aha.
I know his name Chimtilla, that's all I know.
Okay. Let's see, well what was her maiden name, do you know? Daisy.
Who?
Daisy Abrahamson.
Name,
what was her name before
what?
She got married? Before she got married.
Yeah, I don't know what is her middle name.
She's just a cousin to Matthews, huh? Cousin,
so
first cousin.
First cousin to Whitman, huh?
So that wouldn't be her name, Matthews.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about Lucy Parr? Does she have an Indian name?
Who?
Lucy Parr?
No, I don't think so.
Any of her brothers, Paul or Willard?
No, it's all.
How about Ben Wilson? Does he have an Indian name?
Loloa.
Stutshen. That's his first name, Stutshen. And he changed it to Loloa. He's got two names.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
that's the first name, Stutshen. That's his father's name, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Stutshen. But I don't know what is that means.
Uh-huh.
Just Stutshen. And now he called Lulua.
And
but I don't know what is that means, too.
Do you know, Captain?
No.
Lulua.
Okay. Does his wife, Mary, does she have an Indian name?
Sure she has.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yostalpi.
Say it again.
Yostalpi.
Okay.
Yeah, Yostalpi.
See, Mary's father, I guess you're the one that told me it was Louis Pierre?
Yeah, Louis Pierre.
Did he have an Indian name?
No, he just called Louis Pierre. That's all he called, Louis Pierre.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the same name.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, too, though. How about Mitch Wilson? That must be son Ben and Mary.
No.
Any of their sons and daughters have Indian names that you know about?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. see, Norbert Abrahamson, does he have an Indian name?
No.
There's lots of them that don't.
Lizzie Brandom.
No.
Etta Cox, or Etta
Adams.
Sabin. Etta Cox. Sabin.
What does that mean?
Sabin. I don't know what that means. Sabin.
Does any of her kids have Indian names? Leonard?
One, it's which ones? Leonard?
Is it the son?
Leonard. I think it's Leonard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And name's Socks.
It's
nose.
Does he look like
Socks, yeah.
Mosquito?
Yeah.
No, that's what you told me. That's terrible, but you get on the tape. let's see, she's got some others. Inez, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Inez Hubert, huh?
Yeah.
Does she have an Indian name?
Who?
Inez Hubert.
Not
if
I know.
I don't think so. No.
She's got a... What's her daughter that lives across from the school there?
Lillian.
Does she have an Indian name?
Not if I know.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, granddaughter Thyra, huh? She doesn't. Huh?
Yeah.
Margaret Sherwood, has she got an Indian name? I guess my partner.
I don't think so.
All I know is Margaret. Seen
Does he have an Indian name?
No.
How about Gibson Moses?
John Lequeen.
What does that mean?
John Lequeen.
What does it mean?
Well, I find out that name, it's on the fish trap, you know, salmon traps, you know.
Uh-huh.
And salmon traps just goes just like it's down, you know, like this, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what he called John Lequeen. That's what he called them.
Oh, I see.
And the fish salmon traps, you know, on the river, you know, just
when
picks it up and just like it's down a little bit more. That's what he called John Lequeen.
Uh-huh. I can't get the picture of it exactly, but maybe if I saw one, I'd know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I never see them traps, how he looks, you know. That's what he told me, it's them fish traps, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's goes down to the downstream, you know, a little bit more, like just like this, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what he called John Lequeen.
Now his wife, does she have an Indian name, Virginia?
That's his Indian name, Huahuahu.
What does that mean? No.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Esther Bear. Who's Esther Bear?
Esther Bear. No, no name.
Who is she?
No, it's Esther.
It's Bill Weingut's sister, ain't it? Esther Bear. Is that about Bill Weingut's sister?
To what?
Esther Bear.
I don't think so. I don't know.
He said it was his sister.
Okay, well, that's all right. Some people have been adding things onto this list. Dave Weinkoop, does he have an Indian name? Is he one of the coyotes?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Sure, his dad's name was Speedy. And who's his name? Isaac Kameen used to tell us the kids' names to laugh at.
I feel Dave Weinkoop.
You know, his dad, they gave him a name, Speedy. So his kids, who's Speedy's kid's name?
Yeah,
the
but no, but that's what he, but it's dead, he's dead. Yeah, that's his dad. His name's Spilje, yeah, but
Spilje had three sons. Who's their names? The oldest one, the second one, the third one.
Yeah. No, I don't know much. I don't know that much.
Okay, that's all right. How about Ignace Pascal? Must be West End.
My God, I never hear
his
calling. You just call him Nias. Nias.
Nias, it's like
well,
a short
just
form
like
of
short, just like Ignis, but it's in Nias.
Is his wife, his name's Selena?
Yes.
Selena.
Do you know she has
but
a name?
It's quite a man's name, it's quite Selena. And let's see, and Dave Weinkoop's wife, that name's Smilkushina.
Oh, yeah?
Smilkushina.
How neat. Okay, what does that mean?
I don't know what is that to mean, just...
Well, that's all right.
It's my question.
We're getting half the battle off. More than half. All right, when I get all finished with this part of the list, why then maybe you'll think of some others, too, that I didn't know. how about Pauline Flett?
Who?
Pauline Flett. She must be West End.
No.
Okay, good enough. Pauline's husband's name is Arthur. Does he have an Indian name, Arthur Flett?
No
name. I never heard of it.
See, I can't really read that very well. It says Fred, Fred and Lucille Flett. Either one of them have an Indian name?
No.
Okay, they got some sons that are speakers.
I'll give you two.
Okay.
Easy.
Go ahead.
That's Dick and his wife. He's got the Indian name too.
Dick Winecup?
Yeah.
What's his name?
His wife's name's... Chwemtshina.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means, but that's the owner of that place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the old lady, name's Chwemtshina, but that's what we give that to her. That's her name.
I'll give
him
the name.
Yeah, and Dick Tiali.
Say it again.
Tiali.
Okay.
I didn't know what that words, but that's the owner of that place, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what we give to that name, you know. He likes it, you know.
Okay. How about Josie Pascal? She must be a sister to Ignace, huh?
Yeah, I know that, but I never hear any. Nobody's got any Indian name, just called Josie. That's all I know.
See, we got, they must have a nephew by the name of Philip. Pascal, maybe?
Mm.
No?
Yeah, must be.
Got an Indian name?
Know them.
No. Okay.
I didn't know them deep as
all right. Here we go again. You got an Indian name. What is it? You give it to me. All right. Does Catherine have an Indian name?
No.
Better make up
for
it.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. How about Tom Abrahamson in Chihuahua?
No. Yeah, that's all you call it. Tom.
His
Lloyd.
Alice.
His wife. You just call Alice. That's all I know.
Okay. John Abrahamson, he's a Cusick fellow, huh?
No. You always call it John.
How about Frank Wynn?
Frank Quinn, called Frank, that's all.
How about Olive?
Olive, that's Olive.
They call him Plasuel.
And then she got Frank.
Well, but that's in Indian. Frank or Plasuel.
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, it's Frank. It's he's just called Plasuel. Plasuel.
Uh-huh.
That's Frank, you know.
Uh-huh. How about John Wynn?
No, that we always call it John.
Susie Raymond.
Susie, that's Susie.
Do you say it a little different when you say it in Indian?
That's Susette. Well, that's a little different, Susette.
Uh-huh. Smokey Abrahamson, does he have an Indian name?
Smokey, well, that's his name, Smokey.
They're supposed to call him Mokey, and they call him Smokey.
That's Mokey. It's supposed to be Mokey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they call him Smokey.
Oh.
That's Mokey.
What
that's
does Mokey mean?
It's kind of Indian name, too. Mokey.
Does that mean anything?
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but that's a long time.
That's interesting.
It's
yeah.
Mokey. Mokey.
Pauline, does she have an Indian name? What was her grandma's name?
What was her name, that old lady that used to stay there?
Could you take a swat? They couldn't have a good deal. I think his grandma, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give to her, I just tell her. Well, I didn't tell her, but he should have Indian name. But, you know, he's got, Pauline's got the grandma, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Achpi. Achpi.
But that's a neat name.
I don't know what that means, but it's an old lady, that's for the owner of that collection. But I didn't tell Pauline, I should take that name for Indian
name. Pauline and Leroy Indian.
Does Leroy? Leroy
doesn't
have any of your kids have them?
No.
Okay, John B. Flett.
No.
Lily.
Just call Lily.
Do you change it around a little bit when it's an Indian?
No.
Lily?
Johnny, you say Johnny.
Well, it's Johnny. It's Johnny. It's just Johnny.
It's the same.
Johnny, yeah.
How about Chris Sijan?
I know he's got the name, but I... Let's see.
See. Her husband is Cordman, no? Is he?
Yeah.
Who's his Indian name?
Huh? Francis.
Sijan.
Francis Sijan. Oh, yeah, I find out now.
That's horrible.
What is it again?
Start. Skunkonsensi.
Say it again.
Skunkonsensi.
He's sure got a hard name.
It's just like it says, it's Skunkonsensi. Yeah, the poor wolf.
Yeah.
Poor wolf.
Wait.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's hard.
And Jamie Sijan.
Uh-huh.
It's Quill Hui Hua Yul. Red Bird. Quill Hui Hua Yul.
Yeah,
Quill Hui Hua Yul. It's Red Bird. Red Bird.
Okay.
But Cliff, I didn't know. I don't think this is
that name
as
when he wondered that.
Yeah.
What was it?
Nebraska.
Oh, in Nebraska. He's
yeah,
the first
Nebraska.
One United States American to go for the young kid.
How about that? Isn't that great? Well, does Amy Galbraith, does she have a Indian name?
No, I don't think so. I never hear any.
How about Mary Moses out there? Is she?
Molly.
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 Well, just call Molly. This child kind of, some just married can call Molly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Molly, yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Huh?
She had a birthday last
Oh, did she?
They all had a dance for her and sing for her. She had a blanket for her birthday gift.
Oh, isn't that nice? What, did they have it out at her house or something?
No,
yeah.
Oh, gee, I wish I'd gone. I didn't know that. Maurice Samuels.
No, I don't think so.
How about, how about Louis Andrew? Is he your grandson?
No, it's Chisautkin.
What is it again?
Chisautkin.
Okay.
Chisautkin.
What does it mean?
I don't know what does that mean. Chisautkin.
Right.
That's his father's name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's his father's name. Chisautkin.
Okay. Let's see. Was his father your son, or was his,
mom was his daughter.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was trying to check up on him, and he told me none of his kids had Indian names. okay. All right. Maggie Saylor.
Maggie.
Maggie.
That's what you call Maggie, that's what you call Maggie.
Okay. How about Millie Abrahamson?
Millie?
how about Bill Hubert?
William?
Okay.
William?
Say it again now.
William.
William, huh?
Yeah, William.
Yeah,
just
it's
near the same.
It's French.
Just, yeah.
It's French.
William.
Guillaume
must
be the way they say it in French.
Must be French.
Little Dan Sherwood.
No, he's got the name on it, see. Well, you can shut up. Tapamanulech.
Say it again.
Tapamanulech.
Much more.
Tapamanulech.
All right, that's Little Dan Sherwood.
Tapamanulech. Yeah, Little Dan's name.
All
right,
ready?
Just like it's shooting on the ground. Yeah, up and up and new level. just like it's, you shoot on the ground.
You shoot toward the ground?
Yeah.
Aha. Shot an arrow into the air.
That'd be another word in English.
Yeah.
Get that Father Conley's Indian name. What's that?
That's the Stuchta. Alex Sherwood gave him that name.
Stuchta. Stuchta.
Going by plane with the tribe.
Yeah, Stuchta. Just like
name.
Flying on it up sky. You know.
The sky pilot.
Yeah. Stuchta. Yeah.
That's interesting. How would you use that any other way besides talking about Father Conley? Something goes through the air? Would that be?
Flying through the air.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think it's just flying on the air.
A bird.
Yeah.
The first time I had a new moon now, and he says, oh, that's what it is now. Hey, what's special? You're such a
star. And then quick, the moon just first,
mm-hmm.
first the moon.
That's what the Indians.
Good, the Indian he'll call salt stashels. Stashels.
Uh-huh.
And they could. But it's half. Good to call Ntwaus.
Aha.
Ntwaus. At full moon. Good full moon. Yalin suit. Say yal. Circle. It's just yal. Yalin suit.
Okay. What about if it's three quarters moon? It's halfway between the half moon and full moon.
Beltsip.
Say it again.
Beltsip.
All right. See, I wonder if there's anything else there. That crescent moon. Is that, would that be just a new moon or wouldn't be?
Yeah,
would it?
Aha.
Uh-huh. Crescent moon is the same thing as a new moon. What about a moon that's upside down? Does that
upside
have a special
down.
Name?
Yeah, upside down. The moon is just like this, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like
yeah,
that.
Just like this. But the old time shield says it's gonna be bad weather and sometimes gets full.
Uh-huh.
And it gets full, it'll be like bad weather.
Oh, I
gets
see.
It's full, yeah.
I see. But does that have a special name when it's upside down like that? The crescent moon that's pointed
it's,
up?
It stands, it's just like this, you know, it's just... It's not like this, you know, just like this.
All right, when it's sideways.
It's sideways, yeah. But old times, she says, it's going to be good weather.
Oh, I see. What about if it's upside down? It does sometimes,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. You know. He says, he told me, well, in winter time, but like this, but the old times, she says, it's quite quite askatum. It's quite quite askatum.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be cold, going to be bad weather.
That's
cold.
Upside down one.
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, what about the good weather one then? I mean, how do you say that?
On the, you know, sideways.
Uh huh.
Well, it's sideways. Could it? Old times it says it's going to be good weather.
How does he say that in
Yeah,
it?
It's going to be good weather.
All right.
Nem rest.
How do you say that? The old moon or the end of the moon or something like that?
Just like standing up, you know. Yeah.
Oh.
First quarter.
Okay.
They're sure smart at the moon.
Sure, they knew what was going on.
Travel time by the sun.
You see. When somebody gets buried in the old days, they must have had different ways to bury somebody. Like, sometimes they put them on poles or something like that. Did they do that around here at all? Or?
Yeah, it used to be.
Aha. Was there a name for that kind of a burial on poles?
No, there's no name. There's no name. Just for the first I heard about it, stories, the first could put them on a scaffold, you know.
Yeah,
just
scaffold.
Put, yeah, mm-hmm. And put them dead people in there, just stay there forever, I think. And down there, not too long, and he put them on a rocky place, you know, just take the rocks and put them in there and just pile some rocks there.
Uh-huh. Was there a name for that kind of a burial thing? Put them under the rocks?
Sepia little scaly could who is them to just change. You'll change him to question them, quen and them, quen and them to change. She could to luck on them. That's it.
Okay, that's interesting. Quick, but. All right, we're talking about burials, and I don't know if that's a very pleasant thing to talk about, but there's a name for a dead body, huh? What's that? Corpse, like.
Dumene.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dead. What do you call it? Dumene.
All right. When somebody dies like that in the old days, did they wrap them up some way before they put them in the ground?
No. Nesu chinak stil. A good blanket. Kastlo usit some sweet shame wrap into. Nep custom, that's buckskin custom. But shame, it's an old and tempered buckskin custom. It's an old and tempered condemn, wrap and blanket, liquids and them condemn, lock and them.
What about her saddle horse for
his saddle horse? Eh?
What about her saddle horse for
his That's the nils to tease. Good ne lag and them to condemn. Good up and dem to do. Since it's our ska, we jump to condemn the little dumene.
They shot the horse and put him in the grave too.
Ride a horse
yeah.
And go to heaven.
Yeah, it's going to. And jump to us, this is the next week. Going